bless you.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head. And clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne. And claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne. And claim the crown through Christ my own. Yes, and talking of the eternal throne, how do you contemplate your appearance before the judgment throne of God? With fear? Yes, with fear, but is it also with bold confidence? The confidence that comes with the assurance of your justification, having confessed Christ and having resolved to follow him faithfully to the end, you should anticipate your exit from this world and appearance before the judgment throne of God with joy and not with dread. Do not hesitate to picture yourself before the pearly gates. The gates are opened. You are ushered into the mighty presence of God with the blast of trumpets and shouts of hallelujahs. The lamp upon the throne smiles warmly at you. There is a crown on a golden stool, just the right size for your now immortal head. You are overwhelmed. You are grateful to the Lamb. But for him, what would have been your lot? You fall on your knees in graceful adoration. You prostrate yourself in deep worship. Before the majestic throne of the Lord, you chant your worship. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. That worship is the best you have ever offered. That song is the most heartfelt you have ever sung. And then the crown, your crown placed on your head. You get a new robe, you get a new name. You are now forever with the Lord. No more tears, no more sickness, no more sadness, no more temptations, no more sin, no more guilt, no more death. Beautiful life, life eternal, life everlasting. Dear believer, the Holy Spirit charges you today. Hold on firmly to the cross of Christ. Make the cross of Christ the front and center of your existence. With faith in the complete work of Jesus, you can boldly approach the throne of mercy on this side of eternity, and you will boldly walk towards the throne of judgment at the end of life. The work of reconciliation is complete. Let us approach him boldly. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him and living head. And clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne. Claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne. claim the crown through Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the promise of eternity, and we thank you for the access to the throne of mercy that you have guaranteed us. We thank you for counting us worthy to fellowship with you here on earth and with the saints in heaven. This is solely the work of grace made possible by your shed blood, and we are grateful. We are eternally indebted to you. Please lead us on in our pilgrimage. Lead us on. Grant us the grace to draw nearer and nearer to you, to hate sin, to forsake sin, and to love you as we ought. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.